Sideline View on a Saturday afternoon, and it's the off-season, but there's always plenty to talk about when it comes to Bengalla Group 21 Rugby League, and joining us to have a chat about it is our Group 21 correspondent, Steve Reggie Reynolds. How are you, mate?
Mate, I'm doing terrific. How are you? All this rain this week.
It's been awesome, unless you're a cricketer, but the grounds are going to look fantastic next season.
Hopefully they were off their phones too, so...
Mate, what's the news? What's the latest coming out of Group 21? Have you heard any movement?
Mate, just absolute positive news coming. I was having this conversation during the week with a few older heads from around the rugby league scene. I've heard Bailey Wooden, and there's only speculation at this stage, but very confirmed that Bailey Wooden, who is Squasher Wooden's son, signed for the Denman Devils.
Yep.
Mick Radford, the one, the demolishing bloke from Scone. Heard that he's going to Denman. Whether that's true or correct, whether it's signed, that's, like I said, it's speculation, but there's not been one or two people tell me. It's been coming from various different sources. So seeing Jacob Ellis sign up as a reserve grade coach with Sean Kidd for Denman.
Oh, good.
Musselbrook, of course, at the moment, led to believe he's joined their player group chat, Josh Moffat, the halfback from Aberdeen. So
wow, that would be a coup.
Led to believe he's heading there. So
because that's the role that you and I have spoken about in the past, that the Musselbrook Rams needed a solid halfback, a good one to push the team around for them to be able to get up and really challenge at least the likes of the Tigers and the Greyhounds.
Well, it's actually funny that we spoke about it, about the Haas problem and about Demon, the over-influx, and that our conversation on air obviously resonated because there's been a lot of talk about it, and that is the problem. Musselbrook needs that halfback. They need that person to drive it around and steer the ship.
Yep.
I don't think they've got a problem with their forward pack. If they tried to go front to front and toe to toe with Scone, the benchmark of the competition, I think that, you know, that they could really put some barrel into it with Chanel Mataudia and that. But
oh, for sure. Their forward pack is really solid. And we spoke about it last season. All they were missing was the halfback and just a few numbers because, you know, they'd get into a match and they'd lose a couple of blokes through unfortunate incidents and all of a sudden the bench is thin. And no matter how well they played, it was that last 10 minutes of a game that really caught them short.
Yeah, and I still go back to that one game that we commentated where we were laughing because we didn't think that they'd come back from 22-0 down at halftime.
Yeah.
And they came back and beat Aberdeen, and it was like, no, this isn't really happening. And that was towards the back end of the season. So, look, that really, I think they finish on that note. Hayden Fox taking on the presidency role down there now, former player. I think that's a great thing. But like I said, Scone, you got the Toplesses and the likes up there. There's still Adam Clydesdale with the captain coach role.
Yep.
But far down to, I'm just excited that Greta Brangston's back in there, mate, in first grade. There's some great signings down there. They're going to be fantastic.
Are you hearing much out of Singleton? We haven't heard anything too much out of the Greyhounds.
Only the big announcement about the funding they received.
Yes, which they've is got going them, to be a first grade sponsor in Morgan Engineering,
and it's going to be fantastic. And you know the grant they received from the state government, in relation to their facilities there, and that's what I mean. It's about being more inclusive with the females in sport, which I think the ladies' league tag's in great hands here.
Yes,
I still want to see a little bit of the nines competition come into our regular season with the girls playing tackle rugby league. That'd be fantastic. There's a want for that. It's not a need. There's a want for it.
Yep.
But Singleton just seemed to be coasting along, and that's what Singleton does best.
Mm.
Looking at all the photos and images from them in their training sessions in this preseason that's already started, you're seeing the Luke Gardeners. Now, I don't think I saw Luke Gardner do a preseason 10 years ago, so they're obviously very serious. Quick shot at Luke.
Rivalry continues.
But, Luke, you know, there's some great young talent, and they've signed well. But it's just positive right across the group, right across this region. It's looking really good for sport. Even, we're talking rugby league now, but you're looking at the golf and everything else that's happening, the cricket. It's just everyone was scared about what was going to happen after COVID. It's like as if it's been a bushfire gone through when we're re-blossoming.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're exactly right. You have a bit of a prune and things come back stronger than ever. The Greyhounds in particular, I thought they looked really good last year. Of course, famously, they beat Scone in the first round of the competition, but then they dropped a couple of matches that they could have probably won. That comes with experience, doesn't it? A team and learning how to win and when they've got their opposition on the ropes, being able to finish them off.
Well, they've got the right young bloke there, Harry Reid.
He's young, great. Yes.
But he's got an old head on him. It reminds me, and you know, you want to say it, Cameron Smith, with the mentality and the way he can finish and control a game. He's that short, stocky, short build bloke. He's not stocky, but I think he's going to be a leader for years to come down there. You know, right through to their back line. Tom Ernst only played a few games, but again, it's that experience. But I don't think that, look, if it came to an age, you look at their forward pack and you throw Luke Gardner in amongst that mix with Sol.
Their average age jumps up by 20 years.
So there's plenty of experience there with Sol and Luke Gardner there. But no, you know, it's Aberdeen, on the other hand, they've just announced Peter Collins as their president.
Yep.
Matt Hayes, their captain coach for the season. I'm not hearing anything really negative coming out. It's all good.
And it's probably a good thing for Daniel Hoogerworth to be able to step away and just play his own game. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm still kind of shocked. I tipped Hoogs to get the player of the year, and I know he was only just pipped at the post by Topper.
Yep.
There still could have been two games to be played.
Who knows what could have happened.
But if that gives Daniel a chance to step back, he could have a blinder of a year next year. And you've got to think Daniel Ritter's coming back for Scone as well. The competition, it's just like this COVID's given us, no one wants to have that year off and have that extra pressure put on them to play, but it's been a blessing.
Yep.
So I think that across the Upper Hunter, all sports, are just 2022 is going to be the year for it.
We don't hear a lot out of Murrurundi. It's usually fairly quiet in that circle, mainly because they're in reserve grade. So hopefully they can get the bulk of their side back. There were some rumblings towards the end of that last season. Hopefully they'll be able to add a couple of blokes with character and be able to really push on in reserve grade. Because on their day, they could potentially beat anybody in reserves.
And there's no better club when it comes to it. You go up there and have the chook raffles after the game of football at the pub. It's a really country style of football that they play up there, and the atmosphere is great. Merriwar was a bit the same, and I was talking to a former Merriwar person in relation to, we need to bring back that the players go back to the opposition's club.
Oh, yeah.
After the game, whether it's, I think times have changed and the boat races happen or not.
Well, they do in the rugby. I know that. Led from the front on a couple of occasions myself.
I don't doubt that. But look, I think that that's what needs to happen. We need that culture change there. They need to start.
Yeah.
Enemies on the field, mates off the field. So.
Well, and we saw a really good example of that at Denman during the season when the Muswellbrook Rams finally got up for their first victory of the season in reserve grade and in first grade. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I'm not too sure if the happiest people on the field weren't the Denman players. They were so warm in their congratulations of their foes for the previous 80 minutes. It was incredible.
I've still got the visions of your young mate Dom Cooper and that doing the jumping up like they just won the grand final or the gold medal.
Just about, yeah.
So, fantastic, mate. Look, I think it's strength for Group 21, but right across the area, even Junior Rugby League, it's just going to be one of those years, 2022, and people need to get out there and get back involved in their community. And,
yes.
And that's the big thing. Support your local team. This is going to be a testing time to get them back on track. Let's get behind them.
Yeah, I've said it time and time again. These blokes and girls are out there representing their towns. So go out and cheer them along. There's a lot of fun to be had at the local football. Reggie, as always, thank you very much for the Group 21 update. We will speak again during the summer.
No problem, mate.